Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Perfect. Mr. Grinch is Scott Bell. I kid because I care. Scott Bell, scout, Toronto Maple Leafs, of course, a storied background in hockey. And, Scott, I wasn't at the same club sometimes that we work out at. Were you out there today?
No, I wasn't there today.
You didn't get your lift in yet?
No, we like the Lifetime. They're a local company, right?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, they do a great job taking care of their people, for sure.
Absolutely do.
This is getting crazy. It's almost by the hour, this COVID stuff. It looks like the Wild may play the last game before the Christmas break for these teams. What's it like in your circles? Is you're scouting and you're talking and all these things. What's the last week been like as COVID has reentered our lives?
Yeah, it's been a little different. I mean, we had our communication with the Maple Leafs, and we're Toronto, so Canada has a little bit. They're stricter on their COVID precautions and protocols, so I know that my understanding is that the NHL will likely shut down until at least till December 23rd and won't have any more games. And it's just been the masking up, and we're going to have to go to our meetings, going to booster shots and different things like that. I know they have protocols and precautions, and they're just worried about people's safeties. But it's something, and I think the NFL might set the standard in the playbook for how to handle this going forward, and hopefully that they can kind of lead the way and get this on a straight path.
Yeah, and basically you heard Mike Zimmer right before we came on saying, hey, they're not going to miss any games. Believe me, the NFL is not going to miss any games, and I believe that. I believe their commitment is so strong, and they've got whatever it is that they're going to use as their science, they're going to use, and I don't know where the fans fit in on this, but they are, just like last year when everybody said, well, there's going to be an NFL season, I talked to some people in the NFL, they said, absolutely, there's going to be an NFL season. There might not be all the players that always play every week, but there will be an NFL season because they're not going to lose that money even if there's no fans in the stands. And that was hard to watch. Now, when you went through it the first time, the end of 2020, obviously, and then the following year, and you're still responsible for scouting, how much streaming scouting were you able to do? And take me back, because now I forget some of this stuff. Did you watch a lot of things via streaming at that point in time as a scout?
Well, we were unique as far as with the NHL, because Kyle Dubas, our GM, he was very cautious and following protocols, and the Canadian government had certain protocols in place. So we actually streamed all last year was video scouting after the first like month or two. We went all video for the entire year. So we were one of the few teams that just went straight video, and we were they said we'd be fired if we went to games. So. Huh. We were not.
That'll do the trick, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, he said, because everybody's like, "Oh, don't you want to go to games?" I'm not getting fired to go to a game. So we did everything, and now we're hooked up with every avenue to watch things online, and we have every system there is, and we're pretty geared up, and we're we have all the tools necessary to see people on video.
Okay, so you're responsible, though, for grading some of these guys, et cetera, and I know how much you rely on relationships, et cetera. So did you watch a game stream-wise, and then is there a way then to follow up and talk to the right people, et cetera? Sometimes, you never know who you're going to run into at the rink, which is part of the fun of it, right? But are you able to access and talk to people that you want to say, hey, I saw this kid and he looked good, tell me more about it?
Absolutely, and that's part of our job is to network and have relationships that you can call on to get information on players. And, Matthew Nyes is one of the players that we drafted out of Tri-City. I saw him a lot as an underage player, so he wasn't draft eligible. When we say underage, it was the year before his draft eligible. And so I had a good idea what he was as a player, as an underage player, so when I was watching the video on him, I had a better understanding of who and what he was just because I watched him so much the year before. So we put more of an emphasis on watching underage players now going forward when we're at live games just so we can have that database on these players. But, the relationship thing's huge. And I know, players, we call the housing parents, we call their teachers, we call their Bantam coaches, we call their Pee Wee coaches. We call, we call everybody and anybody, the trainers, the weight coaches, the assistant coaches. So the personality and how you treat people and how you behave as a person plays a big part in why we draft you or where you get drafted and if you get drafted. And, there's a couple kids that we just flat out kept off our list because, our recon on them was a little bit they just didn't fit our mold or they didn't have the standard of that we were looking for as far as just people and treating people well and things like that. So we do deep dives on kids all the time.
Scott Bell is our guest, scout for the Toronto Maple Leafs and beyond. Do you ever have times, because, we all have different relationships with different people, and does it happen very often where one you're doing a reference check on a kid, and one guy says, oh, great guy, man, great competitor, blah, 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 and the next person says, oh, he's a jerk. I mean, does that happen often just because of the nature of personalities?
I would say that if a player or a person is not if they are a jerk or somebody that the coach doesn't like or somebody doesn't like, this is how they'll answer. They'll never bury a kid or say super negative things about a player, but they won't say anything at all.
So you listen for what you don't hear, so to speak, right?
Absolutely. They won't say anything like, they call and say, hey, how's so-and-so? Oh, he's fine. Oh, he's a decent kid. Blah. And they don't say too much, very vague. Everything's general. And then you say, hey, how's Jackson Blake? Oh, he's great. He's this. He's
yep.
that. He's, and they just get all excited about him. So, every other, that's how you kind of weed through that, because they don't want to ever be the reason a kid does not make it or isn't drafted. So they make you work, or they make you dig a little deeper when you get those types of answers. Then you start going and you'll start talking to more people just to try to get a better base of it or paint a better picture.
So the USHL, the junior leagues, same thing, streaming, and do you talk to, they all stay with billets and everything else. You get into that a little bit. And how hard did these junior leagues survive it okay? Because they're so driven by gate receipts.
Yeah, they did survive. I know some of them had some difficulties. And the different states had different rules too. Like if you were in Sioux Falls had 6,000-7,000 people at their games all, during the COVID. Other teams in different states were shut down, and the Sioux Falls Stampede had full crowds and had great crowds. So, every state was a little different, and I think they did manage to survive financially. I don't know on how all that works, but with the billet stuff you referenced, I had one player that I called the billet. He played in two different leagues, and I heard some rumors, so I actually called his billet that he lived with 3 years prior, and he didn't treat his billet parents very well and was disrespectful and those types of things, and found that out, and that just kind of influences us on what we decide to do with that individual. But all those things we do circle back, and I think that's a good lesson for kids to learn that, hey, how you treat people and it matters, and how you act as a person, it matters, and your character does matter, and all those things, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, thank you, hold the door open, all those things add up, and people really do pay attention to those things. The little things do matter.
I got two questions along those lines. One, I remember talking to you, and I'll share it with you privately. I won't do it publicly, but an NHL team has got it down to two players, and so that it's a deep dive now because you're talking about first round picks and et cetera, and they go meet with the one player and they watch the way he talks to his dad, and he calls his dad every name in the book as if that's just a part of the normal conversation. And they're taken back because they find that highly disrespectful, that that's his threshold, that he thinks that that's okay. And so they drafted the other kid, and which turned out to be the right selection, etc. But they said this guy didn't realize what he was giving away because he just thought that that's the way everybody treats their parents. And we all looked at it as we can't have that in the locker room. Does that happen from time to time where people just have a different definition of what they consider to be good behavior, bad behavior?
Well, absolutely. And you know what? It's how you're raised and brought up and those types of things. So there are, certainly different definitions. But at the same time, just being right, there's right and wrong, and being respectful and treating people well. There's a right and wrong, and if you're not respectful to your parents, how are you going to be respectful to a coach or someone that's going to have to tell you a person in a position of authority that needs to tell you to do something? How are you going to respond when they say something to you if you treat your parents that poorly? So that's kind of a no-brainer, and if a kid is like that, that's probably a kid we wouldn't bet on either.
Another thing that we in the media do, and I feel a little bit guilty about this, because we're looking for the story and the next best thing, and then once you identify that this kid is great, then you go tell a great story about him, and you continue the saga, so to speak, or the legacy of what they believe, and pretty soon you realize that we're telling them how great they are, their coaches are, their teachers are, everybody is. Even though we know that they're still in store for pitfalls, we're not trying to do that. We're just trying to highlight a kid. And it has kind of a counterintuitive effect because pretty soon they start believing that they are the best and they don't need to keep working for it or grinding it because they've arrived. Do you see the profile of that from time to time?
Well, certainly you can see that across the board in sports, and it plays itself out all the time. And I always say that sports is the male soap opera, like we, and female too as well, but it's the thing that lots of things play out, and it certainly does happen, and unfortunately that does happen. But, we try to believe in the best of people, and you want to build up people, and you want to be positive, and you want to show good sides of people, and try to weed out the negative, so I guess I'd rather have the positive, and sometimes it may go sideways, but, we try to get the good in people, and that's when the magic happens.
And the other piece of that, the other magic that can happen, you and I have talked about this before, is that's why there's such great value in lower round picks, because they have ability, you've identified that, but they also have a hunger. Because they buy into the grind, so to speak, because they don't believe that they've arrived. And once they get their footings, look out, because once they catch somebody that was drafted above them, they're never giving it back because that guy quit working and they keep working, correct?
Oh, yeah. Nico Strum from the Wild. He is an absolute wonderful story. He got traded in the North American League to the Austin Bruins down in Austin, Minnesota, played for Chris Tock and Jamie Huffman there. No scholarships, anything. Ended up playing never in the USHL, North American League, went to Clarkson, and played well there. And all of a sudden, he worked from the North American League, traded in that league, and now he's playing in the NHL for the Minnesota Wild. Like, that's just a wonderful story that he's an example of that magic happening and just working and battling and never giving up and playing in Austin in the North American League, getting traded in that league. And just that, for me, that's a magical story that the Minnesota Wild just kind of have in there. And as part of their culture too, guys like that make it there because they embrace that type of personality and that kind of story.
Another one that has a little bit of that, I just talked to him a couple hours ago, had a nice visit with him, Charlie Lindgren. Lakeville kid that went to St. Cloud State, had success at St. Cloud State, then ended up in Montreal and in and out, never played. Last year he was in the minor leagues, gets called up by St. Louis. I think it was four goalies in front of him, at least early in the season, and there was a COVID case, an injury case, and this and that. He's 5-0. He's won his last five games because he's hung in there. And he's hung in there and chose to. He comes from a hockey family. You know it well, Scott. But all of a sudden, he's lightning in a bottle.
It's just wonderful. Never give up. And his brother, Ryan, too, plays for the Rangers.
Yeah.
He got traded from the Boston, played in the American League for a year. You don't know which way it's going to go. And all of a sudden, he's in there, and he's battling. He fought Phil Kessel the other night. But
did he fight Phil?
Yeah, Phil the Thrill got in his first fight in like 10 years. He so much. But that family has some grit and grind to it, and they don't quit. And I know the dad's been involved in, like, as an agent, been in it. But those kids have. That's what Ryan has. He has grit, and Charlie in the same way. And as a goalie, to have that kind of grit, it's mental toughness. It's just that mental. I will not be denied. I believe in myself. Those are magical, and that's why we like sports, is because things like that happen, and we see that, and we can see some of ourselves and people that go through struggles and make it, and we're just happy for them. And that. For me, that's the beauty of sports, seeing things like that happen.
Our friend Tom Curvers, late Tom Curvers, used to tell me that hockey has a way of rewarding those that deserve it. Is that the way it feels for most people? Because it does seem like there's more room for grinders there than anywhere else.
Well, there are, because there are designated roles, and it's a roster of 20, and guys on that third, fourth line can find their place on a team that has a bunch of stars, and if they do all the dirty work, and they work, and they do the grind, and they are a good teammate, and they have character, they can get rewarded. And it's, Charlie Lindgren's a good example of that, and Nico Sturm's a good example of that. The Hartman kid that's playing for the Wild,
yeah,
playing lights out, he's a great example of that, too. Just don't quit, and just, he's...
Yeah, and he went from first round to being bounced around, right?
Absolutely, and now he's found his game, and he's found a home, and the coaching staff embraces that. Billy Gear and Randy Saxon, those guys embrace that type of person, and it shows in the way they play, and it's just wonderful to see.
In the NHL, who's the most important person to set the culture? Is it the general manager, the coach, or the captains?
Well, I think it's the combination of all three, I believe, because you can see Billy Gear does set the standard for what he wants, and his coach follows suit with Dean Evason, and then you can see the captains there. They do a great job there, and you can see it all the way from I think the Wild is a real good blueprint for how that works from top to bottom, and through management to coaches to players, they do a really good job, and it shows in their production as a team. They're not a team of superstars, but they're a very good team.
Last question. I know you're out here most of the time, but do you feel Toronto, so to speak? Are you there enough to feel the culture, the Maple Leafs, and the crowds and the fanfare that goes with being a part of Toronto?
Oh, yeah. Toronto is, like their original six. They're, the mecca of hockey. It's a special organization to be a part of. I feel lucky and fortunate to be part of it. You can feel it. I mean, we're on the cusp of something really good, too, so... If it can happen for us, it's lights out in that city and that country for Toronto. There's a lot of Maple Leaf sand all over the U.S. and Canada.
Yeah, I just hope there's fans there to watch it when it happens. But, yeah, they're having a great season with some great young talent. Scott, appreciate it very much. Merry Christmas. Right, man, if I don't see you before, but maybe I'll see you at the club before.
All right. Thanks again.
You bet. Scott Bell, nice enough to join us on News Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.